The cruise industry is looking to the Ketchikan business community for support of its efforts to lobby the state legislature. As KRBD's Dana Garrison reports, cruise lines are asking lawmakers to scale back wastewater discharge restrictions approved by voters 3 years ago.
In 2006, Alaska voters approved a cruise ship initiative that, among other things, created a new state cruise ship passenger tax and an onboard environmental monitoring program called Ocean Rangers. A lesser publicized section of that initiative required cruise lines to meet stricter standards by which they discharge their wastewater. Initiative co-sponsor Gershon Cohen says a voter initiative requires cruise lines to meet federal clean water standards at the time that they discharge into state waters. That means the industry cannot use mixing zones.
Many dischargers do get mixing zones. They're allowed to discharge their waste into public waters, dilute their waste in public waters before it is tested for whether or not it's complying. And the law says that the cruise lines are not allowed to get a mixing zone. They have to meet the standards at the end of pipe, which is in fact what the Clean Water Act intended all along.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation has given the industry until next year to meet the discharge restrictions set forth by voters. But the Alaska Cruise Association, which represents 9 cruise lines that operate in the state, says the standards are unachievable. Rod Flager is a spokesperson for the association. He says the industry is seeking a modification to DEC's wastewater discharge permits for the industry.
And there's no other industry in Alaska or in the United States that we're aware of, whether it be a wastewater plant from a municipality or a mining facility or a fishery that or cannery that is measured at an end of pipe. So it's a standard that's unprecedented anywhere.
Flager says the industry has updated its wastewater treatment systems, but the technology that would allow it to meet the stricter end of pipe discharge standard does not exist. He says the cruise lines can meet stricter standards for fecal coliform, but not for copper and ammonia.
If the technology cannot meet the standards, then the cruise lines are not going to apply for a permit that they lawfully cannot abide by. And this may have an effect on itineraries and times in port if for the local communities.
Flager wouldn't say if those itinerary changes would result in dropped port calls or just shorter visits to communities. He says past environmental mistakes by cruise lines may have played a role in the passage of the cruise ship initiative 3 years ago.
I think there were some standards maybe that are regretful by some of the companies, but I think that they have been fixed. I think we all look at the environment differently today than we did as little as 10 years ago and certainly as 20 years ago.
Flager says the initiative is not all bad and the Ocean Rangers program is working better than expected. He says the only legislative change the industry is seeking this session is the requirement that cruise lines meet water quality standards at the time of discharge. Cohen says any talk of lifting a cruise ship mixing zone prohibition is premature. He says DEC is hosting a conference this month to examine technologies that may be available to cruise lines that would allow them to potentially meet water quality standards without mixing zones.
First of all, I do believe that there will be technology fixes that are made apparent by this meeting. Second, even if there weren't, there's still always the option for them to discharge on shore and run their discharges through a local facility. And while some of the local facilities are not that good either right now, they can be improved.
As of Wednesday, no legislation had yet been introduced this session to amend the cruise ship discharge requirements. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.